In northern Iraq, Saddam Hussein's forces have apparently retreated in at least three directions, what appears to be an effort to consolidate around the oil center of Kirkuk. Kurdish officials say the Iraqis might be trying to build a ring around that city. NPR's Ivan Watson has been with Kurdish fighters advancing along this new front. He joins us from Tuktuk. Ivan, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
What can you tell us about this apparent withdrawal?
Well, at first it seemed like it had only taken place, in one area about 20 miles to the east of this strategic oil city of Kirkuk, and that the Iraqis had mysteriously disappeared from positions there on Thursday night. As the hours have gone by, we've realized that the Iraqi forces have in fact drawn back without firing a single shot from a couple of other positions as well, as at least two other positions moved back towards, again, this city called Kirkuk. Kurdish forces are saying that this does seem to be some kind of planned defensive strategy, and that the Iraqis do seem to be consolidating their forces around Kirkuk. We have to remember Kirkuk is has perhaps the largest oil deposits in Iraq, and it is a serious prize in any conflict, in any northern front in Iraq. It's also viewed as something like a Kurdish Jerusalem to the Kurds who live up here in the north, tens of thousands of whom have been forcefully displaced from this city over the past couple of decades.
So it sounds like a strategic retreat.
It does sound like that, and according to one Kurdish defense ministry official that I've spoken with, it may have preempted a planned attack by American and Kurdish forces against these same front lines. I can't confirm that beyond that one defense ministry official, but he says the Americans were planning to attack these same front lines along with the Kurds to push back the Iraqi forces so that they could have a clear view of, again, the city of Kirkuk for possibly targeting Iraqi forces there with lasers for American airstrikes.
Ivan, do you know if anything was found in these abandoned positions?
Well, I got to explore them some yesterday, along with many curious and jubilant Kurds, most of them civilians, from a neighboring town. It did seem that the withdrawal, though it was planned, it had been quite quick. There were helmets still laying around, shoes, some clothes, books and magazines. I even saw some documents, kind of the standard documents that I guess the Iraqi army uses, and some of them included sworn oaths written by low-level privates promising to inform on anybody who tried to defect, to leave their sector, and promising to inform if any member of the Kurdish opposition sought to make contact with them, and if these people, as they wrote out, if they did not inform to their officers on these potential contacts, they would be punishable under the law.
And in the half a minute we have left, Ivan, can you help us understand the attitude of some of the Kurdish fighters you've been with who, as we know, are on the one hand excited to see the prospect of Saddam Hussein's departure, yet at the other hand, they've been through this before with the U.S. and Britain.
They have. There is a sense of distrust lingering in the back, but people are so excited right now. They're seeing the American soldiers on the ground. You can see the planes flying overhead and repeatedly bombing the Iraqi army. So it does seem that they are, at least the rank and file soldiers, forgiving the U.S. for now and seeing the U.S. as a great hope for overthrowing Saddam Hussein.
NPR's Ivan Watson speaking from northern Iraq. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.